Good morning, Chairman Thuringer and committee. I'm Tom Rockefeller. I'm the superintendent of the Meade School District. It's North Spokane is basically where it's located, but we have about 60,000 residents in our boundary, about 10,000 students. We have 18 learning sites. We do run fairly large elementary schools, about 600 to 650 is what we design our schools for. And we're mostly located in the county, but we do have some Spokane city limit issues that we have to deal with, half in and half outside the urban growth boundary. And that's offered its own challenges. Land inside of the urban growth is expensive. And for instance, as for us, as we built a new middle school probably about 6-7 years ago, and we had to add a $2 million sewage system to it, or sewage plant, and hire a sewage plant operator, since it was outside the urban growth boundary. We operate about 85 bus routes, and then within that, we also have about 40 shuttles that we need to manage to keep our schools leveled out. We have three different issues. The one is the population growth, and I think that we as a district own that. I don't think that has to do with the state so much. The allocation models that you've been briefed on, we would always look for improvement in those. But we're growing about 125 to 175 students a year. And we've actually, in the last few years, asked 600 choice students that were coming into our school districts to return. In our elementary schools, we only have 8 students, and most of those are there through legal matters that are from out of district. We're beginning to transport about 150 kids out of one of our elementary's boundaries that we're trying to deal with the growth. Next year, we're expecting approximately 250. And we do have a good bond passage rate. We have only failed one bond, but it has put us in a stutter step, so to speak. We are currently working on 3 schools at this time. All of those schools we are building larger than before so that we can address the different needs with the all-day K and with the expansion with the K-3 enhancements. One of the issues that we're dealing with right now is the all-day kindergarten. We're trying to manage our growth right now, and our estimates are that we need about 24 additional kindergarten rooms. We look at that as that's equal to a single elementary school, and we do have portables at all of our elementary schools. Major factor for us being in the county, the way our districts are spread out, is safety, and it's a real large concern with our community. And we are the bond that we just passed, we're spending a considerable amount of money on fencing, security measures to include the portables we already do into the existing structures. And then it is important to know that as of right now, planning for next year, we have 7 available class spaces in our entire district. Then the K-3 class reduction size, we have currently estimated that we're going to need 28 new additional instructional spaces for that. We have applied for the K-3 grant funding, but we're awaiting our award to see what we can do or to match our needs. And so what we're looking at in conjunction, if you go to the last page, is that we're looking at within the next 2 years or so that we need about 52 to 55 classrooms to address the all-day K and the K-3 enhancement. And then on top of that, we have our local issue, which is about 6 to 8 classrooms per year for enrollment growth. We're equating that to about 3 elementary schools. And what we're asking for is definitely if whatever you can do with the space allocation models for increase or whatever. But we're a district that we need several different approaches to trying to resolve our issues. And that's one of them that we're looking at or would ask consideration is the inventory, more flexible use in schools that have been inventoried in lieu and lieu. And then another would possibly be that since we cannot access the K-3 money in the all-day kindergarten, is there any way that we can look at banking that money or using that money to address the space issues so that we can actually get there? And that's all I have. Well, thank you, Mr. Rockefeller. Thanks for coming over to give us that. You must have one of the fastest growing districts in the state.
Well, it's growing.
And so how many portables do you have right now?
We probably have 30 to 40 around the district at our elementary schools. We do have them at our high school, our secondary schools.
And that's impacting the footprints you have available to for expansion.
Yeah.
Representative Smith, I'll give you one question.
Thank you. You mentioned the security issue for the portables.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like you found a solution
well,
this time?
Well, we've started work on primarily our elementary schools that are in the urban area, so to speak. And really what we're doing is putting 10-foot fences with specialized doors, egress, and camera systems and whatever else so that we can have those open to the regular school. We've started on that. We've got some major issues with our schools that are out in the county, so to speak, that aren't real close to the urban area.